So, hey guys, this isn't Tracy. This is actually her best friend, Girdley. And because me and that crazy girl have been through like 10 years of adventures, I thought I'd hit y'all with a disclaimer of sorts. First and lastly, do know that whatever the hell Tracy shares in this podcast comes from her very own treasure chest of magic, logic, and good intentions. She's definitely not a therapist alternative, but she does believe it's inhumane to withhold what feels like gangsta insight. My girl's not for everyone, but she just might be for you.
She's beauty in the beauty.
What it do, my loves? Tis I, Tracy, and welcome to the last She's Beauty and the Beast podcast episode of the year. Yeah, yo, the rumors are true. I'm not sure if you heard, but 2016 is readying its last moments on stage. It's finale fucking scene. It's closing lines before it.
Lights out, niggas.
And my question is, will you be giving this year a standing ovation, a polite little clap, or have you already scurried your ass out the side exit because you just couldn't give it any more of your attention? If that describes you, man, I get it. Judgment free zone me, ladies, tis all good. As for me, focusing on the whole and not so much the parts, 2016 was really a rooting and a blossoming for me in that order. If you've been following me for a minute, you've probably heard me speak much on the importance of taking a life inventory. And what I don't mean by that is, you know, counting how many shoes you got in your closet or how many MAC lipsticks we've collected over the years. Although I must say, shout out to the color Stone for holding your girl down so many days out of these 365. Anyway, though, I mean taking inventory of our wins and lessons. So this episode is going to serve as a form of reflection for me. I hope you guys don't mind me sharing. I'm just going to treat this somewhat like a journal entry. It might result in some audible tears. It might not. We shall see. Stay tuned. So, first thing that came to mind when I was just looking back, flipping, you know, on the past pages of the year, I realized this year I had the chance to do some amazing speaking engagements. Really important to me because I was able to see the visions in my head, in my dreams, and the visions of my reality actually and truly align. And I know you guys know this, but let me just say it out loud so it's completely confirmed. I'm not mentioning any of this to boast or brag. I mention this because I am completely astutely aware that I am a flawed woman. So the simple fact that this magic exists in my life lets me know that it exists in all of your lives in whatever form or fashion you want it to take shape. You feel me? And I give credit to really concentrating on being an active collaborator with God. That was the underlying goal every day that I had the opportunity to live and to create and to explore and to grow. And I really had to get off my, when is shit gonna happen for me ass? I had to lose the weight off that ass and give the universe an energy it could actually work with instead of waiting, praying, wishing for serendipity sauce to fall from a random ceiling in Brooklyn. You feel me? And I'm not an A-plus student with all of this yet. And I may never be, guys, but I can say this. I have no plans of dropping out of school, out of spirit school. Anyway, speaking of collaborations, I collaborated with like-souled people that I have long admired, which was so important to me, especially being a human who has an insatiable need for learning. So it's awesome when you get to do that through remarkable people who organically become friends. So that was really dope. I got to get a deeper look at my strengths and weak spots while also seeing them hit me with the surprise reversal at times. Let me tell you, this life thing has a lot of plot twists buried. So just giving you a heads up, be careful where you step. Try to remain pliable. This year I created work that I am unwaveringly proud of. In 2016, I lost faith. I found faith. I kept faith. I carried on a difficult ego-shredding conversation for the sake of repairing damaged goods, and those goods being a friendship. And I'm so happy to be able to say that that friendship is now resting on strong feet. Though, I gotta admit, I have one more friendship I just gotta woman up the courage to handle in the new year, by the way, but I'm gonna do that. 2016, I cried until I realized it was time to ditch the idea of this boat coming to save me, you know? And so I swam my way through the tears and towards the shore. I allowed vulnerability to unhinge some fences that were no longer needed around my heart. And so I fell in love with a beautiful soul. Beautiful soul. I fell back in love with a beautiful craft, my writing. And 2016, I felt God's presence more than ever, every time I was in need of embrace. And so important to say, I connected tighter, stronger, better with you. And I thank you for allowing me the chance to do that. Aww. All right, so that's some of my reflections. I also jotted down some notes on random things that I've learned along the way, mainly through this journey of 2016, some things from the past as well. But I just wanted to pass them on to you. So get ready to catch this baton, all right, girl? One, I want you to remember, this is the post-it stick that I'm sticking on your forehead. Love has some hips on her. Oh, does she? And what I mean by that is, gals and guys, always try your best not to neglect the full width of love. It's so crazy to me how media, society is cemented to this solitary idea of love being about significant other, heart, significant other. And I feel like there's such a heavy-handed emphasis on that, where love of family, friends, the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom almost becomes an afterthought. And so I just want to remind you guys, and these are all reminders for myself as well, that we have to water what we want to keep alive. Okay? All right. Another thing I want you to put in your back pocket is this. Take those problems off the throne. And I'm speaking especially to my fellow control enthusiasts. All right? A lot of times when we have an issue, we can just give every last ounce of our attention to it, and it just allows us to grow bigger and bigger and bigger and mushroom beyond our handling. And when it becomes a god, in a sense, it has to give us something back, because God is always serving us, right? And but the God that I'm speaking about, source, light, Jesus, universe, will always give us something good. And if we replace that God with something else, such as a problem, that problem has to give us something. And it's more problems. You know what I mean? So I had put this on my Instagram earlier, and I'll say this here. Just think about what you're stacking on your plate when you go to the perspective buffet. Because the quality of the storytelling we share with ourselves, those internal conversations that only you hear, they count more than any other voice out there. So keep it all in mind. All right. Another thing, crock pots are the shit. I'm going to say it again. Crock pots are the shit. Another thing. Oh, this ain't some good news, but whatever. Gotta share the truth. For whatever reason, 60 minutes translates as 20 minutes in adult time. I'm sure you've noticed this thing. Science is involved. But just giving you a heads up if you think you've got all the time in the world. Another joint I want you to be aware of and to have front and center in your mind is this. Everyone is looking at you through their own distorted lens. So don't take things personally. I have to burp here. Excuse me. Shout out to my latte earlier. All right. So one of my favorite books ever. I should do a favorite books type of episode. Okay. That was a note for myself, not for y'all. One of my favorite books ever is by Miguel Ruiz, The Four Agreements. And one of them is simply this. Don't take things personally, because people are a collection of broken pieces of their upbringing that you had no hand in shaping. They're a collection of their flaws. They're a collection of the belief system that's been passed down on them or that they've discovered and, you know, may eventually expire, but may eventually not. All these types of things. So don't take it personally, because they have been that way long before they ever met you. Also, for all my girls who are going to be hitting that 3-0 in 2017, that 3-0 and beyond, or even if you are like on the verge of a panic attack just because you might be turning 25, know this, we are always younger than someone else, all right? Westworld, woo! What a magnificent show. Oh my gosh. Westworld is a hell of a provocative self-help book in the form of a television series. Goodness gracious. I highly suggest that you try to catch those 10 episodes. It was the most successful pilot season in HBO history, and that is with good reason. See if you can watch that before the ball drops, okay? Also, the quality of our life can be upgraded by the quality of our questions. If you need direction, help in any form, no one is going to know unless you ask for it. Simple as that. And finally, instant gratification is an addiction. I truly believe that. Why? Because the effects are fleeting, which is what makes us want more of it. That's how all of a sudden you raise your chin from your keyboard and you notice you've been on Twitter for like 75 minutes. And you're like, what the fuck is going on? So you keep wanting more and more, but as you receive more and more, those effects are even more fleeting. So at the end of the day, live more, scroll less. And with that said, I want to seal this final episode of 2016 with the most overused, but with good reason, word of the year. And that is gratitude, as in I fucking love you guys. I love the messages you send me. I love the life updates. I love the words of encouragement, the honesty, getting the opportunity to see all personalities and your social media musings. I love the fuel you provide me and each other. So thank you for allowing me the opportunity to bask in all of that. And lastly, I really wanted to end off with a favorite audio vision board of mine that I felt was befitting. And this is my hands down proudest creation of 2016. It's called The Becoming. It's from my EP Love, Light, and That Good Shit that you can find on iTunes, on Spotify, on Tidal, anywhere that you play and digest music. So I want you to listen to this. I want you digest, as I said. I want you to say these words aloud, jot them down. Most importantly, grab a hold and enter 2017 with a roar. And remember, If you fuck with what you hear right now, please leave a review plus a rating on iTunes and share your enjoyment, your edutainment with your world, because there is always room for more on this journey. And with that said, I feel like I just said those words 70 seconds ago, but whatever. And with that said, see you on the brighter side, my friends. Come get these affirmations. Here's the becoming. I am a multidimensional force with a banging set of brows who cannot be limited. I am divorcing myself from self-doubt and never turning back. I am thankful for this working brain and these moving feet because both will take my ass anywhere I choose to go. I trust that all the chapters of my life connect to form a story worth telling. I am creating a page-turning career. I am gentle with judgments because even the most awesome of people come with some dirt on their halos, and the worst come with pain on their horns. I am taking more risks than selfies. I know that I cannot make a mistake crazy enough to stop a new day from rising again. I know that no one's opinion of me is more valuable
than the opinion of my creator.
And that creator believes that through storm and sun, I carry everything needed to be wildly magnificent. I am not holding a permanent grudge against those who have a temporary stay in my life. I know that every day is an opportunity to expand my knowledge of self. I know that I am already winning the game of life just by deciding to play it. I know that fear keeps all prizes at high value, so I am willing and able to feel the fear and press the hell forward anyway. I know that my relationship status is not the measuring stick of my personal worth. I don't need every moment of life to orbit around my emotions for me to follow through with doing the right thing. I know that resolutions, intentions, major over-the-moon planning offer me little sparkle when done only once in a while. I know that sharing my gifts will never deplete them. I know that procrastination is a frenemy who doesn't give a fuck about the bigger picture of my life. I am over and done with living up to my lowest potential.